A police shooting in Cincinnati last year may sound familiar. The officer involved is white. He was working for the University of Cincinnati Police. He was charged with killing an African-American driver during an off-campus traffic stop. But one difference in this case is the officer was quickly charged with murder. Jury selection begins today. From member station WVXU, Tana Weingartner reports.
University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing's body camera was on when he pulled over Sam DeBose on July 19th last year for a missing license plate. In the video, you can see Tensing asking DeBose for his driver's license and DeBose saying he doesn't have it. Tensing then asks him to get out of the car and starts to open the door. DeBose pulls the door closed and moves his hand toward the car's ignition. Tensing reaches inside the car as it starts to move and seconds later pulls out his gun with his other hand and shoots DeBose in the head.
Go ahead and take your seatbelt off. Stop.
10 days later, Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters charged Ray Tensing with murder, calling the shooting horrible, senseless, and totally unwarranted.
I just have never seen anything like this before in my job, in our jurisdiction.
Ray Tensing's attorney, Stu Matthews, argues that the officer was only defending himself because he feared he'd be dragged to death by the moving car.
Oh, he was in fear of his life at the time this happened. I mean, you know, Mr. DeBose pulled away and his arm was caught in the car and he got dragged.
Soon after the shooting, the university fired Tensing. It has since settled a civil suit with the DeBose family. Sam DeBose's brother, Aubrey, says he misses his brother and remembers the times they would make rap music together.
I was just his little tugboat, you know, chugging along, you know, until I grew up. You know what I mean? It's just big brother, man. I just miss him so much, and I just feel like the world lost a great guy.
Speaking about Ray Tensing, DeBose's mother, Audrey, argues that if the roles were reversed, she thinks her son would be sentenced to life in prison.
He gave my son no warning. He just murdered my son. He just took the gun out and he just shot it.
I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for coming.
On a recent fall night, the city's Black Lawyers Association is hosting a community forum to explain what will happen at each stage of the trial. Jimmy Wilson is listening carefully and notes this is just one of hundreds of questionable police shootings in recent years.
This situation is a microcosm of what's going on across the country, where there is a great sense of distrust within the African-American community about law enforcement.
The Guardian newspaper reports 206 African-Americans have been shot by police this year, and studies show the use of deadly force by officers is up slightly. Cincinnati residents will be watching the trial closely. The local Black Lives Matter chapter is organizing rallies outside the courthouse, and while there's considerable anger, Aubrey DeBose and his family are calling for any protest to remain peaceful.
We have to do better as people. We got to find new ways to come together and blend cop African-American relationships. And the justice system has to look at some of these cases and be like, okay, these cops ain't right all the time.
The defense is asking for a change of venue, but that's unlikely. As far as anyone can find, a trial hasn't been moved out of Hamilton County since 1899. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.